This is a very interesting study from the University of Texas Southwestern, where they looked at patients that were going through revision surgery for their chronic rhinosinusitis. And what they looked at here is the comorbidities rated whether they had or had not nasal polyps. So we look here first with aspirin or NSAID, exacerbatory respiratory disease. None of the patients that did not have nasal polyps, none of them, in fact, had this condition. Where the group with nasal polyps, it was 28.3%. If we look at asthma, 22.4% without nasal polyps versus 68.5% in the group with nasal polyps. And allergic rhinitis without nasal polyps, the comorbidity of allergic rhinitis was about 22.4%, but with nasal polyps, 51.2%.